I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, October 17th. Among the most critical elements of celestial navigation, our topic this week, are the specific stars themselves. Like identification with anything, the objects, items, creatures you observe need to have names. Star names have evolved over time and offer a glimpse into the history of astronomy. The Babylonians recorded both star names and constellations, but the translation of the cuneiform tablets occurred long after the Greeks recorded their version of names. You would think, then, that most of the star names we have now would be Greek in origin. However, when the Greek culture expanded into and around what is now Egypt, the Arabs translated the Greek names into Arabic, as well as adding additional stars with Arabic names. Several centuries later, the Renaissance combined Greek and Roman texts with Arabic works, resulting in stars that are primarily Arabic in name, with a few in Greek and Latin. Tomorrow, the moon arrives a little later on the scene in the company of some interesting stars on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.